Workman, brother and sister, W.D. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 16, 1910. Dear grandchildren, Mabel and Wilfred Workman, I much desire to see you. I have every reason to be thankful that I am becoming rested. I am beginning to answer some letters. I eat very sparingly. I have a great desire to receive an increase of strength, that I may be able to do something. For a time I could not endure the least taxation, but I am surely improving. I do not feel like complaining, but will be thankful for the strength I am gaining. There must be no pretense in our experience, for we have a character to form day by day. The inhabitants of the heavenly universe are ever ready to do the will of the Lord. I've been up to the school farm several times and spoken to the students at the college. They seem to enjoy my visits, and I've given them a talk which they all appreciated very much. There we found our people working just as they did in Currumbong, Australia. They have certain hours for study, and a part of the time is given to physical exercise, which increases strength of muscle and gives them clearness of mind. Oh, how true it is that this kind of education is the most sensible for the health of both body and soul. We want to be true witnesses for God. Evil angels are working to tempt every soul. But if we are watching unto prayer, our hearts drawn out after God, they cannot draw our minds into wrong channels. All this will I give thee, if thou wilt worship me, saith the tempter. Matthew 4, verse 9. But we all know that it is not safe to follow the suggestions of the enemy. Children, strive to live the truth in all its bearings. Satan will present his temptations in every line possible. But angels of God are charged to be our keepers, if we will be kept. I am charged by the Holy Spirit to exhort our people to watch and pray and barricade their principles, that the Lord shall not be dishonored in any way. The Lord will keep us, soul and body and spirit, if we will be on our guard. For holy angels are close beside us, and we are to act circumspectly and to watch and pray, lest we enter into the snares of Satan. The increase of crime in our cities is strong and fearful. But if you watch unto prayer, you will be safely guarded, for Christ's minutemen will help you to be clean, pure witnesses for God. Your steadfast adherence to the truth will give you advantage in bearing a clean, pure testimony for the truth. Thus we may be the Lord's spiritual helpers at all times and in all places. We may ever be a spiritual power for righteousness and truth, for we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the will of God through faith in humble obedience. And I pray that both of you may be able to become the Lord's messengers in clear, distinct lines, considering that time is short, and the power of satanic agencies will certainly increase. The fulfillment of prophecy concerning these things is ever to be kept in mind. Read the prayer of Christ, offered just before his betrayal by the wicked Judas. It is well to consider that prayer of Christ, who was the only begotten Son of God. Let not any discouragement come upon us under any circumstance. Christ was tried, condemned, and crucified, and he was the Lord's only begotten Son. Let us daily become consecrated channels through which heavenly life is to flow to others. The Holy Spirit is to animate and pervade the whole church, purifying and cementing hearts. Never lose sight of Jesus Christ, looking unto him who is the author and finisher of our faith. May the Lord bless and keep you unto the end. Grandmother.